Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, welcome to the Bustle Huddle. I'm Bustle's executive editor, Jada Gomez.
And I'm Caitlin Colley, editor at large.
And so you're still going to have to wait another month before the launch of season three, but we could not help ourselves. We had to recap our Bustle Rule Breakers event, which happened on Saturday at Brooklyn's Prospect Park, and it was amazing.
We had Janelle Monáe.
What?
Who had, I know, two stage dives and also closed out the roller rink. We had Samantha Ronson and this duo, Sophie Tucker.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe she did two stage dives, like took off that jumper, had another jumper, and was like ready to go.
And can we talk about her outfits? Because they were fantastic.
Everything. I was obsessed with her sneakers. They had like these gold sparkles on top, and I think they might have been Nikes. Like the whole, like pretty much half of her set was just me like staring at her sneakers and trying to figure out what they were because I want them.
Sparkle is my favorite color, so I really feel that, yeah.
Sparkle is my favorite color, and speaking of sparkles, I did not get glitter on my face, and I'm still a little salty about it. I'm going to have to do that next year when we have this event.
Fortunately, I was able to get a whole load of glitter on my face, like a fairy had gotten all up in there.
That's the way it needs to be.
And I feel like everyone's face at the entire party was full of smiles and full of a whole lot of glitter.
Lots of glitter. Yeah, lots of glitter, lots of happy faces, lots of ice cream, free pizza at one point, which was really, really cool.
It saved the day. I'm not going to say it was the best part of the day because Janelle Monáe was there.
Absolutely.
But the pizza really was up there for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
When I saw those boxes, I was like, okay, Bustle, like, I work at Bustle, and Bustle is really cool to be doing this right now. So what was your highlight of the day?
So I got to go paddle boating, which is not something that I would typically do in Brooklyn or in Prospect Park at all. So, I mean, I was wearing this really funny little, like, life vest, and I looked like an absolute dweeb, but I was just paddling my heart out, which was a lot harder than it looked when I originally signed up for
it.
But you know, just kind of going around, hearing the music, seeing all the people there, celebrating Bustle and celebrating all these amazing women and non-binary individuals, it was absolutely incredible.
It was really cool. I know a highlight for me was definitely seeing Cass Bliss on stage, busting a freestyle with Janelle Monáe. They were featured as one of our rule breakers, and it was just really cool to see that interaction and just all that energy. And I was literally like nerding out with my friends saying, "That's Cass Bliss, it's Cass Bliss." So that was a really cool moment for me.
And not to mention, another one of our rule breakers actually introduced Janelle Monáe. Mm-hmm. Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, which I think is incredible given Janelle Monáe's activism herself.
Yeah, it was so cool to see that and to see the audience receiving the Black Lives Matter's founding member and then like watching Janelle and everything that she was saying was just so empowering to so many different people. And this had to be a really cool day for you since you worked really closely on our Rule Breakers issue. You were a key piece. So can you tell us a little bit about Rule Breakers and what it's all about?
I absolutely will because it's one of my favorite subjects to talk about.
Woohoo!
Rule Breakers was our September issue launched for Bustle. It included a groundbreaking group of women and non-binary individuals who don't look or dress or act the part necessarily, who have broken rules on purpose and for the right reasons, obviously, not just petty theft or the whatnot.
The good kind, the good trouble.
Exactly. And who challenge our ideas of what's natural, what's actual, what's our reality. And because Bustle is so focused on promoting these kinds of individuals, it was so amazing to have them all in one place, all in one list, and kind of complete these interviews as conversations between them, their friends, people they admire, and having them discuss what really makes them a rule breaker and kind of having them realize themselves that they didn't even realize they were rule breakers all along, which is kind of the most fun part because you don't really know that you're kicking ass until someone's like, hey, you're kicking ass.
That's very, very real. That's definitely real. So obviously, we had Patrice in the house. We had Janelle. We had Cass. Who's someone that you just kind of fell in love with once you heard their story?
You're going to make me pick one. That's crazy.
Or a couple.
I think for me, one of the most impactful articles was between two of our rule breakers, Rachel Den Hollander and Marissa Kwiatkowski, which I just nailed the pronunciation of.
Ooh, that's great. On the fly.
And Rachel Den Hollander was one of the first whistleblower on the Larry Nassar accusations for gymnastics. And Marissa was the author of the first story for IndyStar. And having them discuss, firstly, in times like these where we're constantly questioning people who have survived sexual abuse, who have lived through it, and how they eventually bring it up, having them discuss, why did you believe me? Or how did you find the facts to back up the story so that we could actually talk about it? Because there's so much litigation that goes into reporting sexual assault. Their conversation really just kind of hit home, because we always hear about these people who are survivors, these women, and I mean, sometimes not women as well, but more often than not women, who have made their way through life kind of suffering in silence. And now it's creating this conversation that's for us as an audience, and it's between the two of them. So it was so empowering to read somebody whose life was turned upside down, who took it in her hands and took responsibility for the lives of so many other young women. It's just incredibly inspiring. I was listening to the conversation with tears in my eyes, for sure.
It's the truth. I mean, it's just, you hear about the issues and people will hashtag or send prayers or work, like try to be involved in a very kind of like virtual hands off way. So when you finally get to speak to someone in the space, it just kind of like impacts you. I totally understand. And for me, I think one of my favorite rule breakers was Dre Thomas, who is actually the reader's pick. I just really like the fact that she's someone who's New York based, who works with young girls just in our backyards, who need the simple gesture of having another woman explain to them about like their changing body and what they'll need. Like, they'll need deodorant. That's something that your mom tells you. But if your mom isn't available to you, then who's going to give you these simple lessons? So she was a really good reminder that, you know, there are so many things going on in the world, and there's so many things that I would love to help with, but a lot of the things that you can't help with are just in your backyard and really simple. So I really love what she's doing with Smile on Me. That was probably one of my favorites.
She also came to the event.
Oh my God.
She had an amazing time.
I want to hug her. Oh my God. Okay.
Well, Dre, she's in the New York City area.
Yes.
So you can hug her at any time if she's willing.
Dre, I am going to hug you, and I'm also going to help Smile on Me. We couldn't help but ask some attendees of our event some of the same questions that we explored in our Rule Breakers package. So let's have a little fun answering some of the questions that you asked all of these women. So what's a rule that people should break more often?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I think that people should stop saying sorry so much. And I say people, I mean women specifically. Stop apologizing for the space they take up. Stop apologizing for the effect they supposedly have on other people. I think putting ourselves first, making ourselves the most important part without always worrying about what other people are feeling, is one of the most empowering and rule-breaking ideas in the world.
I think to piggyback off that is explaining yourself, because I feel once you apologize, then the explanation comes. So it's like, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it because I had this going on and that going on and da da da. I've noticed from male bosses that I've had, like if they ask for something or they'll be like, you know, I need $10,000 extra for X, that's it. And for me, I would always be like, well, I need this $10,000 so that we can get this project together. And then, like, maybe I can, like, skim off this much. But he would just say, like, if I don't get this $10,000, I'm not going to be able to do this project. And so just kind of keeping that. I think that's going to be my second part after I figure out how to stop saying I'm sorry. But I'm still trying. And a lot of people that we spoke with at the event also want to get sorry out of their vocabulary.
Stop apologizing for how you feel.
Not being non-apologetic all the time, but just like learning that like things are okay. I don't need to like apologize for every little thing that I do.
You shouldn't be afraid to ask for what you want, because that's the only way you're going to get what you deserve.
Women being quiet is a rule that should be broken more often.
Not worrying about what other people think.
People get really bogged down in like everyday life, whether it's in a professional setting or even in your personal life. And I think sometimes you just need to step back and take a deep breath.
I think everyone should take fake sick days every once in a while. Mental health.
So who inspired you to become a rule breaker?
So this might be a little rule breaking in itself, but I don't think anyone. I think when I was young, I didn't want to follow the rules. I didn't want to listen. I've never wanted to listen. I still don't listen. I'm sorry to all my bosses who are here right now. But I don't think it's any one person. Of course, along the ways, people have inspired me. There have been badasses along the way, like Rihanna. Like, oh my God, what a rule breaker, right? And I love her. I look up to her. I think about it. But at the same time, I'm like, this is me. It's always been me. I'm the one who's decided my personality from day dot. And I feel like there's no right icon answer for me. How about you?
I love it. I love it. I think for me, my answer would probably be, it's a guy, I'm sorry, but his wife is pretty cool too. Barack Obama is definitely my inspiration in terms of being a rule breaker, in terms of seeing myself in specific spaces. So growing up, you don't really see a lot of mixed brown girls in a lot of different spaces, but he ended up becoming a senator, and then he was the president, and he was there for all Americans, which I thought was, and people across the world, which I thought was really cool. So like him even taking up space is breaking a rule. So I try to remind myself of that. And it turns out I'm not the only person who feels that way. A lot of our attendees brought up Barack Obama.
Obama, is that lame to say?
Honestly, Janelle Monáe, which is one of the main reasons I'm here.
He was like the first president I ever voted for.
Especially after she came out, because it kind of pushed me to be more open with who I am.
My mother, she was a Russian Jewish woman that basically lost everything to marry my Black Native American father.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she showed me at least that I can do whatever I want.
Shirley Chisholm, congresswoman from Brooklyn, ran for president in the 80s, first Black woman to run for president.
I say like my dad, he like moved to a new country and like started fresh with all his family. So I think that's definitely breaking some rules right there.
Caitlin, what's the last rule that you broke?
The last rule that I broke was probably eating 2 Krispy Kreme donuts from the kitchen earlier, because it might not be an overt rule that I shouldn't be eating that many carbs, but it's definitely an unspoken rule in society. And I gotta tell you, I really love carbs, which actually is a great segue to one of our packages within Rule Breaker, the Rule Breakers issue, which
Absolutely.
Was save the carbs, mm-hmm. because our society is somehow against carbs, even though it's the most delicious thing that's ever happened to Earth.
And you, like, need it for brain power and to absorb all the fats and proteins.
And happiness as well.
And happiness and just overall well-being.
Now, I know you don't really break a lot of rules necessarily, not to call you out or anything, but you know, what was the last rule that you broke?
Since we're talking about Krispy Kremes, I definitely think I will break a rule today and eat some of the Krispy Kremes that's left over, because I, too, also love carbs and I love sweets.
There's a box right outside, by the way.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm afraid to say this. The last rule I broke was lying to my job so that I could enjoy the summer.
I hopped the fence to get in here, and I'm just kidding. I cut in line to stand with my friends. No apologies.
Probably illegally parking somewhere.
I left work 10 minutes early.
I didn't shower for like 4 days in a row.
So for our last question, Did you, Caitlin, break any rules the day of the event?
So I kind of want to seem more cool than I actually am and tell you I broke a load of rules, like skipped all the lines, which I was really thinking about. Or
ooh,
I don't know. Like,
that's a good one.
You know, I kept thinking, I was like, if I skip the line and say I'm a rule breaker, would I get away with it? But then I saw the line for the food and I thought, I don't want to risk that, you know? But at the event itself, I was actually working. So I kind of broke the rule about having fun at the event, right? Because I was working, which is not true because I also have fun working, but that's not necessarily breaking rules. So I'm just going to cut it off there. How about you?
Yeah. So for me, I don't really break a lot of rules. I almost broke a rule, but then the security guard shut me down because I was trying to bring my drink up to the second floor and they said that I couldn't leave without finishing my drink. So I tried to break a rule. Me, who never breaks rules, but I got shut down. So maybe next year I'll think about it and maybe I'll skip a line. That's like a lot for me. Like that would be really good.
Depends on which line, because again, I would suggest the food line was way too long to skip, and people were angry, hangry, if you will.
What's a rule-breaking motto that you like?
So my only rule is don't hurt anybody. And as long as I'm not hurting anybody, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want.
It's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
You have to look after yourself before you can learn how to look after other people.
You got this.
Life's too short, so why not?
Don't take no shit.
So that's it for today. You'll be hearing more from the Bustle Huddle very soon. We'll be back with regular episodes in mid-October, and we have so many guests and so many topics that we're really excited about. A huge, huge thanks and round of applause for Caitlin, my wonderful co-host. Woohoo!
It's only me clapping for myself.
And as always, please reach out to us by email at huddle@bustle.com. And we'd love it if you could rate or review us on iTunes if you love what you hear. It helps a lot. This episode was produced by Julia Hsu, Michaela Heck, and Anna Parsons. Until we meet again, thanks for listening to The Bustle Huddle. I'm Jada.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.